This is the Mr. Chris Hip Hop Podcast, episode 55. Let's go.
Yo. Come on, let's go. Put your right leg to the side.
Now jump.
Put your left leg to the side.
Now jump.
Cross your arms, do it real tight.
Now jump.
Put your arms up real high.
Now jump.
Put your right leg to the side.
Now jump.
Put your left leg to the side.
Now jump.
Cross your arms, do it real tight.
Now jump.
Put your arms up real high.
Now jump. Come on, just roll to the front. What is happening? Roll to the front. Dance teachers unite. What's happening to all my dance teachers out there listening to this podcast? Thank you for tuning in again for another hip hop dance podcast where I'm your host for the podcast, Christopher Zonderflex Tyler. If you're listening to this podcast for the first time, this is a hip hop dance podcast talking about classes, talking about dances, talking about, you know, just anything that encourages my dance teachers out there. You know what I mean? So you can get this podcast on podomatic.com. Also, you can go to the website, www.mrchrishiphopdance.com. You can check it out there. Go to the blog section, and you'll see it on there. You can also get this podcast on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. So whatever app you have, whatever you use for your podcast, you can do there. Give me 5 stars if you go on iTunes or Stitcher and listen to this. And you can also download it right to your phone. So you can have it, listen to it on your way to class, listen to it in between classes. So if you want to holler at me on Twitter, it is at Mr. Chris Hip Hop. Same thing for Instagrams and Snapchat, at Mr. Chris Hip Hop. And my Facebook page is Zonda, Z-O-N-D-A, Flex, F-L-E-X. And check me out there. And if you need to send me an email, shoot it to Chris at MrChrisHipHopDance.com. And, that's how you can get in touch with me. So, dance teachers, before I get into the title of this podcast, I just want to say, there's a song out now that you have to do it. You have to do it before it gets old. And it's called Juju on That Beat. If you haven't seen it already, go to YouTube or Instagram and you'll see many, many dances to Juju on That Beat. But it's actually shout out to my girl Dina Rizzo. I saw on her Instagram last night. She posted that. And it was weird because Rizzo did it for her adult class. I did the same thing. I had an adult hip hop class last night and there was a school teacher that was here and he was like, can you please show me the Juju on That Beat dance? Show me how to do it because I want to bust it out in school for my students because they are going to think it's hilarious. So definitely get that, work that in. The kids of it. I also taught it to the minis. Actually, when it first came out, I taught it to my minis and they loved it. So it's great. It's a series of dances put together, which is good for your brain for choreography. And, you know, the beat goes hard, it's fun, and it's clean. It's clean, most of all, it's clean. So you don't have to worry about, lyrics on that song. So again, Juju on That Beat. J-U-J-U on That Beat. Add that to your playlist. It is a must. And so while we're talking about playlists, let me go ahead and jump into the title of this podcast. And it's called There's Power in the Playlist. The playlist is the key to everything. When I say everything, I mean everything. The playlist has to be beautiful. Make the playlist beautiful. And if you do, the playlist will come through for you. Now, let me tell you where I got the inspiration for this podcast from. So, my daughter and I, my oldest daughter, she actually, for the longest, she wanted to go to Beyonce's concert, and we were actually supposed to go. Well, she was supposed to go in, when was it? I want to say it was in the summer, and then the tour date got canceled because I think the stadium here in Nashville wasn't ready, and so they moved it to October. So this whole time, you know, everybody at the studio, all the dancers was going. They already had their tickets in advance and everything. So my daughter gets the, you know, I go down and get her two tickets. Didn't know who she was going with the whole time. So we get down to the day, maybe 2 days before the concert, and we're out to eat, having dinner, and I realized that she, all of her friends at dance were going with either their sisters or, you know, friends. And I realized that my daughter did not have somebody take her to the concert. So I was like, you know, I mean, I love some Beyonce now. I was like, who are you going to the concert with? And she was like, I don't have anybody yet. I don't even know. I was like, well, I don't want to be like, you know, that dad that's like, yeah, can I go with you and kind of spoil your time? Because I know you might want to hang with your friends, but I would love to go to Beyonce concert with you. And it just, I didn't even know. She's waiting on me to ask the whole time. So we had a great little father-daughter moment there at the concert. And let me just tell you, all I have to say, I was blown away by the, I could actually do a whole podcast on Beyonce's live performance, because it was incredible. I don't even think incredible is the word that I can use. And I had so many takeaways, because I'm the kind of person, like, when I see something, whatever it is, whether it's a movie, whether I'm listening to a podcast or a TV show, whatever it is, if it's inspirational, it just gets me going. The ideas start flowing. So it was the same with Beyonce. Now, we had to wait forever before she came out on stage, because, I mean, that's just part of the concert experience. That's what happens. But DJ Khaled was the opening act, and he did his DJ thing and ripped it. I mean, just ripped it. And so that was the beginning of this whole inspiration of the playlist. Like, when I watch DJ Khaled get on the ones and twos and the turntables, I mean, now, first of all, to open up for Beyonce and you are a DJ, you definitely have to know how to move the crowd, because DJ Khaled is not the singer, he's not the performer, he's the producer and a DJ. But through his playlist that he used, he managed to rock the house. And for many of y'all, if you've gone to the concert, you've seen it. Now, you're waiting on Beyonce, but you don't even realize you going in already. I mean, as soon as he come out, and he's, all I do is win, your hands are up, you're ready, and it's getting you excited. Then he goes from one song to the next, and it just does what a powerful DJ does, and that is move the crowd. So that was one. Now, then you're waiting for Beyonce to come out, and time is ticking. You're like, we're going to be here all night. Come on, Beyonce. But when the lights go out and the queen bee hits the stage, let me just tell you. Again, I'm going to try not to go into the amazingness of this performance. But, I will say one thing. Let me just say one thing. This is just about the performance. How did Beyonce, I'm talking about, she did a three-hour concert. It might have been 2 hours, 2.5 hours, something like that. And I promise you, it didn't. She didn't even seem tired. She made it look easy. I mean, it was just an inspiration to work on your craft. It inspired me to be the best I can be as a dance teacher, as a motivator, you know what I mean? She did that thing, and I was just looking at her all the way through. Like, she go into a serious dance break, and I'm like, now, that was, if I would have danced that hard, there's no way I'm coming back singing and sounding good. I mean, I might sing something, but it's going to sound raggedy. They're going to be like, this dude, he out of breath. And she comes back in and sings like an angel. I'm like, wow. So blown away by that aspect of it. But here's the part about the podcast. Let me stay focused on what I'm doing this podcast about. It's the playlist. Beyonce took us on a ride. It was a wonderful ride through all the hits. I mean, you just sit back and go, she just has hit after hit after hit. But the way she did it, where in between songs, it wasn't a lot of talking. they just was rolling. And you didn't even know you were sitting there for 2.5 hours. I think I stood for the most part of it. When she did kind of talk, slow it down, you know, thank you, Nashville, for getting, you know, I sat down for a minute. But then next thing you know, I'm back on my feet again. And I thought about it. I said, you know what? That's how I want my dance class to be. Where you don't even realize, like if it's an hour class, you don't even realize that it's been an hour. You look up and you go, what happened? That was so much fun. That I was so engaged. And dance teachers, here's what I'm going to say. And I tried it. I tried it right after the concert because, you know, when you get that moment where you're inspired, you got to go with it. So here's what I did. I was like, you know, I took some time to put together my playlist. And on the playlist, matter of fact, let me pull it up while I'm recording this podcast because I just want to share it with you. And, you know, be a source of inspiration to let you know. I mean, you can rock these classes out. You can make these classes like a concert experience almost. And so, all right, so here's what I did. Put together a playlist, and the playlist, everything had a lead-in. The playlist was for me. It's so that when the song come on, it gives me a cue on what's next. Because dance teacher's idea, you know, sometimes you might have, if you don't have everything structured in class, but you know the techniques you want to teach, the skills you want to teach, sometimes it gets off focus. The one thing that gets you, me, I'm going to say me, it gets me off focus is when I have to walk back and forth to the music player, whatever I'm playing it on, whether it's my phone, whether it's an iPad, a computer, whatever it is, but walking back and forth and changing the songs. That to me, especially, you know, you get that awkward silence that's in there. In my dance teachers, you know what I'm talking about. You're like, you'll teach one song, and you'll be like, yeah, and then you'll kind of walk back and be like, crickets, and don't even get to the point where you can't find the song that's next. Oh, it seems like forever. I mentioned this on the podcast. I had this reoccurring nightmare that I'm teaching this huge convention and I got the old iPod and I can't find my song. It's just spinning. The old iPods used to spin. It was a circle in the middle and it would just spin forever. And people was leaving like, yo, this dude ain't ready. I'm like, hold on. I'm going to get it together. No. But yes, I hate that. Scary. Okay. So playlist. Let me stay focused. Back to the playlist. Here's what I did. And I want you to try it. Now, however you do your playlist, it doesn't matter. You can do Spotify playlists. You can do titles playlists. You can do it in your Google Play. You can do it in your iTunes. However you save your songs. You can even do a YouTube playlist. Only thing about a YouTube, you want it to be able to play back to back is the thing. You want it to almost be nonstop. So I started off with the stretch song. So, you know, put your hands up in the air. Now touch your toes. All right, so did that whole thing. Now, instead of stopping, like normally I would stop and maybe teach another skill or teach the next song. No. I threw in an old school song called Goodnight, Sweetheart. And I actually got this idea from my wife when she would do her minis gymnastics. She has those little things where they get on the mat and then she goes, go night night. She turns the light out. And then when she turns the lights back on, they have to lift their head up and then try to touch their feet to the head. And then she goes, go night night. So it goes over and over and they crack up because the lights are going off. So I did a version of that. I got the song, Goodnight, Sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. Do, do, do. Do got that song. So right after the stretch song, it rolls into Goodnight, Sweetheart. And I was like, everybody go night night. They didn't know what was going on. What? So I get down on the floor with them. And then it plays through. And then I let it go. Try to find the short version, the acapella. If not, you might have to get up and change it. But make sure they're down on the floor. So down on the floor. And then I get up, change the song to Wake Up. From my Mr. Chris Hip Hop Moves album. Every time you wake up in the morning, can you stretch your sides, rub your eyes when you, right? Didn't take any time. Then right from Wake Up, do the whole song. In the end, there's a little instrumental. So what I did was did a couple more stretches, did some more movement, kept it moving. Then all of a sudden, I took the nursery rhyme song, Head, Shoulders, Knees, and Toes, with the little kids singing. And it has the whole thing on it. you know, head, shoulders, knees, and toes, eyes and ears and mouth and nose. And they're cracking up because it's little kids singing or whatever. And then right after that, I just let it roll right into Head, Shoulders, Knees, and Toes by Mr. Chris. And I was like, remix, Head, Shoulders, Knees, and Toes, right? Then, right after that, I went into Jump Around by House of Pain. I didn't play much of it, but I did have them. I was like, here's what I'm going to do. And the song's rolling already. I'm not stopping explaining anything. And it's like, boom, doom, 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 pack it up, pack it in, let me begin. You know, I turned it down just a little bit so they can hear me. I was like, all right, here's what I want you to do. When I count to three, I want you to jump up and down, you know, as high as you can go. And everybody's jumping around. And then I was like, let's go all the way around the room. Let's make a train. So they followed me and we're jumping. I jumped all the way around back to the player. I was like, all right, three more seconds, two, one. And while I'm doing that, I switched the song on my playlist, next song, to Jump. Put your right leg to the side. They're like, what? What? You trying to wear me out? But already, I mean, and you know, you dance teachers know, it's all about managing that clock, that time management when you're in class. They didn't even realize that we were just rolling through these skills. And you know what? And at first I was worried about, you know, I had a first-time student, and they didn't know the jump song. But you know what? Most of the songs in there, it's almost like a line dance where it repeats so much, you can learn it while it's going, right? And then afterwards, now when I have my moment of break, I'll show them some different dances in there. So next week when they come back, they'll be able to jump in. But jump song. Then I slowed it down. I threw on the cha-cha slide. Slide to the left. Woo! Slide to the right. Right after that, I went into Whip Nae Nae. You know what I mean? And then I put on Rapper's Delight, old school song. I said a hip hop, a hip. But what that was a cue for me that it's time to start the freestyle circle. But what I did, I turned down Rapper's Delight real low, and then while I was doing it, I showed them a couple moves. Actually, I was like, make a big circle. Now the beat's rolling. Boom, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And I go, all right, who could do the coffee grinder? Everybody's raising their hand. Come out, show me. Who could do the worm? Come out, show me. You know. So what I'm doing, the freestyle circle is already going. I didn't have to talk and say we're going to do the freestyle circle. The freestyle circle is happening because their playlist is leading you to that. Right? And I was like, here's another one you could do. Watch this. And I went into the circle. I did the pancake. You know what I mean? Here's another one. Did the rollerblade. See, you already did those dances in the jump song. Right? But I'm bringing it back to your memory. It's just like a concert. That's how Beyonce did this. Every time a song come on, and see, the cha-cha slide, whip, nae, nae, those are popular songs. But then you mix them in with my songs, which bringing you your technique, your pancake, your wave. You know what I mean? So you're getting all of it at once. So then I'm setting up the freestyle circle to Rapper's Delight. And then, now this one was just for one student in particular. It was my new student, and her daddy said, I was like, has she danced before? I said, no, but she dances around the house. And he said, but her favorite song is Me Too by Meghan Trainor. So, of course, I had to work that in the playlist for the night, just for her, because you want to make it a special occasion, you know, for your new students when they come in. You want to make it special for them, right? So I didn't even say nothing. I was like, all right, we're going to do one round. Rapper's Delight, it's a long song. I think a little bit of language toward the end, so I didn't want it to roll the whole time. So I was like, let me get in there and cut. And I was like, all right, here we go. I just hit next on the playlist. I didn't have to search for it. I didn't have to stand there and go through my nightmare of flipping through songs. Hit next, Meghan Trainor come on. Oh, this little girl, her face just lit up. I was like, it's your birthday. It's like a concert. So when that song comes on, that it moves you. You like, yes, that's my jam. All the single ladies, all the single ladies. As you can tell, I got so excited to Beyonce concert. I was going in. My daughter was like, look at this. My dad is cray cray. All right, so we do that. We one round. They want to do it another one. So then couldn't do another one because you didn't even realize you are at 20 minutes right now in your class. So then I put an instrumental hip hop in there. And some of you teachers remember when I dropped the podcast, are you dropping those beats? This is where it's important. Put in an instrumental, turned it down a little bit lower, and all of a sudden, Now, the dance combination, I had like four counts of eight that I was going to do. But I started going into the combination without saying I'm going into the combination. I was like, all right, follow me. So you're going to do this. You know, do the elbow dance to the right side. Now, the beat's playing. I did maybe two counts of eight to that, and the song was over. I was like, all right, y'all ready to do it with music? Then I put on the song that I was going to use for the day, did the combination, and you're now looking at... You're into, once you get, you teach your choreography about 15 minutes and you start running groups, you're at 45 minutes right there. You got 15 minutes left. Last 10 minutes, I broke it down, did groups. And then after that, last 5 minutes, I brought it in together. And you, just like I said, the podcast, Crisscross Applesauce, brought it in, reviewed, did high fives. And then I had one more song left after I did my choreography, whatever song you choose to do your choreography to. Last one, I was like, my mom used to play this for me, which she did. It was a Sam Cooke song, old school song. It was called Nothing Can Change This Love. If I go a million miles away. So I played that song. Right, while I'm doing it, I'm doing a little stretch, and I'm talking. Thank you for coming. It's been wonderful. Y'all are beautiful. I said, hold your hands out. Hug yourself. And I was like, say, I am a wonderful dancer. I love myself. I had a great time. Parents were standing in the window like, oh, my God. It was like it's like the end of a concert. Like Beyonce did her last song. I was like, I don't want it to be over. You don't even realize the time just went by just like that. And it was fun. And it was power in the playlist. The playlist kind of was, you know, it took control of everything because I took them on a ride, just like Beyonce took me. So there it is, dance teachers. Work your playlist. It takes a little bit of time beforehand. It does. And I know sometimes I don't have that time. I'll go in, I'll just have a song. But if you do, once you get that playlist, you can go back to it. Because just like I just read you that playlist, I can teach that exact playlist again. And do that is just like a concert where you go to another city and you work your playlist. That's all I got for you. Dance teachers, keep doing your thing out there. Stay encouraged. Stay uplifted because you are making a difference. It doesn't matter, you know what I mean, what you do. As long as you keep doing what you do, you are changing lives. And that is teaching dance. I am Mr. Chris. Holla at your boy. MrChrisHipHopDance.com. Hit me up on Twitter at MrChrisHipHop, Instagram, Snapchat at MrChrisHipHop, or my Facebook page, Zonda, Z-O-N-D-A, to the flex. It's not to the, it's just flex. F-L-E-X. Send me an email, Chris at MrChrisHipHopDance.com, and look forward to hearing from you. And on that note, your boy is out.
Come on, let's go. Put your right leg to the side. Now jump. Put your left leg to the side. Now jump. Put your arms, do a real tie. Now jump. Put your arms up real high. Now jump. Put your right leg to the side. Now jump. Put your left leg to the side. Now jump. Cross your arms, do a real tie. Now jump. Put your arms up real high. Come on, now just roll to the front. Roll to the front. Roll to the front. Roll to the front.